7-8 black, don't clean. Gangsta lean, I got green. But I serve dubs like it ain't no thing. I hang with OG niggas, don't set trips. Boy, you might get a slug in your fucking back. I don't slack when it come to street. I kick real G shit to a gangsta beat. It's so sweet when you got money to spend. I got a cool ass built and a fly ass Benz. I make ends, spend my dough on no hoe. That's how it is and that's how it goes. Act like you know when I creep real slow. Giving love to the niggas that I know is real G.
If you got love for them gangsters, let me hear you one time if you're down for the crime. If you got love for them hustlers, let me hear you say ho if you make it straight blow. If you got love for them players, let me hear you say ooh, ladies, we want you. If you got love for them straight G's, let me hear you motherfuckers just scream.
With a quickness, and they got no cure for this sickness. I get paid for the way that I kick this, like a G-Stuff, an OG-Stuff.
Who's that?
A real nigga named Easy, and I live my life straight crazy. Don't need no punk niggas praying me, and broke groupie ass bitches don't faze me. I take two steps back and release myself to put platinum ass cuts on the record shelf. I don't brag, but I tell it like it straight up is. Before you do a record, nigga, handle your business. And don't get caught slipping on the under, or you might wonder,
what's up on them ends, nigga?
I call a spade and get paid. G's show the way, so I give love to them.
If you got love for them gangsters, let me hear you one time if you're down for the crime. If you got love for them hustlers, let me hear you say ho if you're making straight dough. If you got love for them players, let me hear you say ooh, ladies, we want you. If you got love for them straight G's, let me hear you motherfuckers just scream.
A-Z-Y, must I chase the cat and be a dog, a straight up hog. I leap frog to the sound of a gangster beat, so I can hear my shit bumping on the Compton Street. That O-G-C-R-I-D-N-S-G-N-S. Hip-hop thugster so quick to rush just straight to the dirt. Fool, I do work. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. That's how it is when it come to me, cause I'm that long dick bustin' nut nigga named Easy. Bitches can't see me, hoes say I'm crazy, but I don't think so, cause I'm just loco. I give a fuck about a scandalous bitch. Let me hit it one time if you suck this dick. I won't trip, gives my dough to no hoe. That's how it is, but I gives love to ya.
If you got love for them gangsters, let me hear you one time if you're down for the crime. If you got love for them hustlers, let me hear you say ho if you're making straight dough. If you got love for them players, let me hear you say ooh, ladies, we want you. If you got love for them straight G's, let me hear you motherfuckers just scream. If you got love for them gangsters, let me hear you one time if you're down for the crime. If you got love for them hustlers, let me hear you say ho if you're making straight dough. If you got love for them players, let me hear you say ooh, ladies, we want you. If you got love for them straight G's, let me hear you motherfuckers just scream.
Eazy-E has full-blown AIDS, according to a written statement released on Thursday. Eazy-E, whose real name is Eric Wright, was a founding member of the multi-million-selling rap group N.W.A. He's currently in a critical condition in the intensive care ward of a Los Angeles hospital. The 31-year-old rapper had complained of breathing problems, but had no idea that he had AIDS before he was diagnosed 3 weeks ago. In a prepared written statement read by the rapper's publicist, Eazy-E, whose fathered 7 children with 6 different women, admitted to leading a fast life filled with, and I quote, fancy cars, gorgeous women, and good living. Eazy-E went on to say, I'm not looking to blame anyone except myself. I feel that I've got thousands and thousands of young fans that have to learn about what's real when it comes to AIDS. I'd like to turn my own problem into something good, that will reach out to all my homeboys and their kin, because I want to save them before it's too late. I've learned in the last week that this thing is real and it doesn't discriminate. It affects everyone. On the 16th of March,
I would like to turn my own problem into something good that will reach out to all my homeboys and their kin, because I want to save their asses before it's too late.
Wright went onto life support on the 15th of March. He was under heavy sedation and unconscious at the time of his death. Towards the end of his life, the rapper received more than 2,500 calls a day from well-wishers and well-known members of the rap community. He leaves behind his wife Tamika and their one-year-old son Dominic.
Boy, I know what you're saying. I'll kick it for the brown and I'm the brown, so we're staying. So light one up and let me take you away to a crazy ass place, South Central LA. So kick it with me, loco, and let's go for a stroll. So caiga para acá, pues I'm ready to roll. Now we're strolling down the calle and you know we can't slip. I'm holding down my strap to hold down the east side, cause if it comes down to it, for the hood I'm gonna die. That's just how it is, if you play, you know you pay. So take it from a local off the streets of LA. I'm down with my homies cause they got my back, and if we run into some shit, we cut putos, no slack.
From Southern California, so you know what's up.
From the sur of Califas, where we don't give a fuck.
Brown side.
And all that bullshit. Gangs killing gangs, motherfuckers don't quit. When I'm putting in work, some putos like to rank out. You vatos ain't shit and need to get taken out.
Smoking a dip, then I get loose off the juice. I tend to lose control and give your putos the blues. That's the gangster life and that's the gangster ass way. I'm staying a crazy vato till I hit my last day. A crazy motherfucker and I still hit the sherm. They call me loco talker from all the dippers I burn. So dip that motherfucker and sound like the shit up, and take it to the brain and get all fucked up. I'm not ashamed of that, cause I'm a loco for life. I'm gonna stay that way until the day I die.
Packing my weapon everywhere I roll. Not cause I'm scared, but that's the rule of South Central. Now you have a fucking gang on every fucking block. It starts with 13th Street all the way down to Watts.
But it's still South Central calling all the shots. From a gangster point of view, running down the reel. If you ready to know what's up, you know you gotta be down for life.
Kicking this shit for all the homies on the east side.
Brown side.
More. Little knucklehead vocals, I'm banging non-stop. Killing motherfuckers and not giving a fuck. LA is the place of home, we'll let these putos know. Give it up for Sureño, South Central LA.
California to my heart
and the thrust to my grave.
Fuck yeah, homeboy, you know how shit goes.
Straight gang banging and I'll never quit. Striking up on walls and hitting up my set. Throwing up gang signs and putting putos on check. Blue dragging for the sewer, not for anything else.
A local motherfucker in and out of jail cells, looking at shit from a gangster point of view. I bang it with the homies cause there's nothing else to do. You might say there's no hope for a future in this shit, but I'll die cause I don't give a fuck, I die before I quit. My gang is my life and I'm in it to win. I'm holding down my nickname and give a fuck if I sin. I'm down with my homies coming straight from the heart, because it's kill or be killed, cause we'll never fall apart.
Coming at you Hunter with reality from a gangster's point of view.
À l'instant, Brownside, avec le morceau Gangsta Point of View sur leur premier album East Side Drama. Alors, il faut savoir que Brownside et notamment Tucker, c'était donc les Latinos proches de Eazy-E, alors qu'il ne les a pas directement signés chez Ruthless Records, mais il les a soutenus. Ils ont signé sur un autre label, et je crois que Tucker est mort il y a quelques années. Alors maintenant, on revient sur Eric Eazy-E Wright. Pour ceux qui ne connaîtraient vraiment pas l'histoire de N.W.A. et de Eazy-E, pour ceux qui n'ont pas vu le film de 2015 Straight Outta Compton. Donc Eric Eazy-E Wright a cofondé N.W.A. avec Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, MC Ren et DJ Yella. À la base, ça ne devait pas être un rappeur, il devait juste être celui qui apporte les sous au groupe, donc une sorte d'impresario producteur, on va dire. L'anecdote, c'est que Ice Cube avait écrit un texte, Dre avait produit un morceau, et des rappeurs de New York qui devaient arriver ont trouvé le texte trop West, trop gangsta, et on refusait de le rapper. Et donc, comme il restait du temps et que Eazy avait payé la session studio, ils ont dit à Eazy de rapper. Donc Eazy, évidemment, qui ne savait pas rapper, a mis beaucoup de temps à le faire. Et au final, c'est le morceau donc Boys in the Hood qui sort en 45 tours autoproduit sur un label qui s'appelle Macola Records. L'album est vendu from the trunk of the car, c'est-à-dire à partir du coffre des voitures. Donc, totale indépendance, distribution aléatoire, on va dire ça comme ça. Il a un certain succès dans l'underground et ce succès arrive aux oreilles d'un producteur qui s'appelle Jerry Heller, qui a travaillé dans les années 70 avec certains groupes soul, certains groupes rock, dont Marvin Gaye. Jerry Heller donc, est contacté via Lonzo Williams du groupe, le groupe de Dr. Dre avant. Je ne me souviens plus du nom, faudra que je révise tout ça. Enfin bref, le contact entre Jerry Heller et Eazy se fait. Jerry Heller suggérerait à Eazy-E de fonder son propre label Ruthless Records et donc il deviendrait manager de Eazy-E et de N.W.A. Et voilà comment l'histoire commence. Donc d'abord il y a un album solo, d'abord il y a un album qui s'appelle, une compilation qui s'appelle N.W.A. and the Posse, sorti chez Macola Records, donc avec des titres de N.W.A. et puis de rappeurs affiliés, dont de D.O.C. Qui vient du Texas. Ensuite il y a l'album solo de Eazy, donc Eazy Does It. Et ensuite, il y a le fameux premier album, Straight Outta Compton, qui sort et qui fait un carton. Je crois que c'est Eazy. L'album de Eazy sort après Straight Outta Compton. Enfin bref, ça fait un carton. Et puis voilà. Sauf qu'ensuite, il y a des histoires de gourmandise, de cupidité et d'impatience et d'immaturité, on va dire ça comme ça. Dr. Dre et Ice Cube, surtout, pensent que Eazy-E ne les paye pas assez. Il faut savoir que c'est. Donc Dr. Dre produisait tout. Dr. Dre et Yella produisaient tous les instrumentaux, toutes les prods. Et Ice Cube écrivait pas mal de morceaux. MC Ren aussi et D.O.C. aussi. Eazy-E n'écrivait pas ses morceaux encore. Et donc Ice Cube pense qu'il ne reçoit pas assez par rapport à ce qu'il a fait. Et il quitte le groupe. Il avertit Dr. Dre aussi, alors on voit un peu ça dans le film plus ou moins. En gros, pour Ice Cube, Jerry Heller favorise Eazy-E. Et au final, quand Dr. Dre quitte le groupe, bah, c'est la fin de N.W.A. donc en 91, après la sortie du second album Evil for Zagin, alias Niggas for Life. Dr. Dre, donc, qui a un certain Marion Shuggie Knight qui lui susurre à l'oreille des histoires, comment dire, que bah, justement, il se fait arnaquer par Eazy-E, et autant aller fonder son label, autant aller bâtir ses rêves de gloire ailleurs. Donc, Dr. Dre et Shuggie Knight vont fonder Death Row Records. La suite, vous la connaissez. Puis finalement, Dr. Dre partira lui-même de Death Row Records, pas en excellents termes, avec notre ami Marion Shuggie Knight, et Dee aussi, qui avait aussi rejoint le groupe, partira. Voilà, en gros, résumé, l'histoire de Eazy-E et de N.W.A. Donc, et puis bon, Eazy-E, donc, avec Ruthless Records, il va recruter notamment les Bone Thugs and Harmony. Mais il ne pourra pas profiter du succès du groupe, puisqu'il meurt. Alors, il signe les Bone Thugs en 93-94. Il meurt donc en mars 95. Mort suspecte, on va dire ça comme ça. Et voilà pour Eazy-E. Alors, à savoir que... Donc, il y a bon, plusieurs théories qui pensent qu'on aurait infecté sciemment Eazy-E. Puisque apparemment, notre ami Eazy-E, qui aimait la grande vie, on va dire ça comme ça, est le seul infecté. Et toutes ses compagnes, copines n'ont rien eu. Et les bébés qu'elles ont eus n'ont rien eu non plus. Parce que bon, il est mort du sida, hein, VIH, HIV. Voilà pour Eazy-E. Il y a... une série de documentaires qui s'appelle Ruthless Memories, donc volume 1, volume 2, volume 3, qui sont sortis un peu avant la sortie du film. Donc Ruthless Records, ça devait être en 2013 ou 2014, c'est en anglais, mais ça vaut largement le déplacement, hein, ces documentaires. En tout cas, c'est plus réaliste que ce que montre le film Straight Outta Compton, qui est sorti en 2015 et qui est plus ou moins une initiative de Ice Cube et Dr. Dre, ceci expliquant cela. Sinon, j'ai vu là, en cherchant dans les archives vidéo, qu'en 94, il y avait des pourparlers de réunion de N.W.A. Avec Ice Cube et MC Ren, hein, notamment. Voilà, voilà. Parce qu'en gros, Eazy-E voulait retrouver le groupe. Sauf qu'il est tombé malade entre-temps, et voilà. Voilà pour Eazy-E et N.W.A. Alors, qu'est-ce qu'on va écouter, nous, maintenant ? On a largement le choix. Écoutons de Ruthless Thames, l'émission de Eazy-E sur KD Records, je crois, ou une autre radio, avec Julio G notamment. And for those that's not knowing, it's 6 o'clock. And the Ruthless Radio Show is in high gear. So strap up, fools, and let's ride the yellow brick road to Compton. My mellow E is in the house. My city G's is in the house. My IEs is in the house, and I'm Dirty Red, yeah, I'm in the house. Come on, come on, let's take that ride, easy, easy, B-E-O-G from the other side. Rolling my 6-0-0-92.3 on my radio, oh, got heat under my seat. Watch my back as I bump the beat, double R-S-H-O. Now, wanna hit some corners, jump up, jump in, whack foot on toners. Talking about staying true to the street, well now you got it, Eazy-E on the beat. I biggie bounce on the west coast, flavor for the 9-4-6-4 Impala, cause suicide goes. Hopping and jumping, kangaroo around the streets, ruthless radio 92 to beat. The Compton Bank, Eazy-E's in the house, the 3-0 school DJ's in the house. Tony G, can I get a little cut? Julio G, can I get a fat cut? In the backseat radio, now here I come, Mr. Baldy Snow, when I'm on the run. 3D, click, click, bang, bang. Stick 'em up, boom, whistle, ruthless thing. Well, it's a female hyena creeping up behind ya. The neighborhood queen gets me when I find ya. AOC 923, what you doing on the boulevard with me? I be bouncing, flossing, riding, gliding, yelling out ruthless.
is robbing my son. Lift it back up with hydraulics. Call it 2-for-1, it's the two alcoholics. What do you know? Hardcore went radio. Yeah, Mexican, you still can't play me though. AOTing, slow pain, straight G-ing, EZ-ing, 92-3-ing.
It's like 2-for the trouble, 1-for the time, 3-for the clock and 4-for the nine. 5-for the shells, 6-for the clip, 7-for the fools that trip. Now listen, 92-point, Eastside 3 is the beat. OG Rock Pistols rolling down the street. A cutie by cable to the freaks that we meet. So let me hear you say, oh, if you're down with a show. I like the bounce rock, skate and rock. But when I boom that, it's like Ruthless Radio.
Hit 'em up, hit 'em up, 92-point Trey, Ruthless Radio Show, okay? We got the freak of the week and Tony G. DJ Yella and Jesse. Now everybody in the house say ho. And for the ladies, another G. Julio. Yo, this is E-E. You're listening to 92.3 The Beat. Yo, yo. Kick it, kick it, kick it, kick it.
Straight up and down.
Donc, Julio G et Tony G, les DJ au contrôle donc du Ruthless Radio Show. Vous aviez aussi apparemment dans les participants DJ Yella, Dirty Red et Eazy-E donc qui est animé. On écoute Cocaine, donc rappeur-chanteur affilié à Above the Law au début, donc signature aussi Ruthless Records. On écoute le morceau, alors là il n'est plus chez Ruthless Records, mais il est en indé. Extrait de l'album Give Me All Mine, nous écoutons Make a Difference.
Oh. Let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah. This record right here. It's a record going out to all the hoods all over the world. We spreading that love, peace, and joy. And we spreading that unity. This right here is a peace treaty anthem. This one, we gon' spread love, and we gon' send this message out to all of you. Check it out. Extra, extra, said these dudes got issues. What you looking mad for when I say God bless you? Come from Pomona, home of the blood, Crippin' and Pippin'. Striving to graduate past the hood to higher living. Now I would never have my kids live how I live. In a broken up home, 24-7, daddy's gone. Sacrifices that must be met. What type of father have his own son throw up to set? So vicious. As the cycle continues, we at the dinner table ordering from the devil's menu. Too many pretenders, we're hitting the genesis. But I'm on your back bumper like a broken fender. 20,010 banging is played out. How you gonna let a color interfere with your paper route?
You can hate on me, say what you say, but I know I made a difference in the hood today.
Sometimes I believe that things get better. Sunlight can never shine that weather.
I know I made a difference in my hood today.
Sunlight can never shine that weather.
Look, or did you make a difference in your hood today?
Sunlight can never shine.
God knows I made a difference in the hood today.
Will you wake up, open your eyes and wake up?
How many guns in a song did you spit in one verse? In reality, niggas is lying dead in the hearse. What's worse, real killer snitching on you? Or when you go to jail for the hood and niggas disown you? Homies die. Niggas switch. Niggas after switch. The funeral, niggas is up in this bitch. It's all the same, we just pieces on a chess game. With no head, just a broken up frame. Don't tell me we ain't living in fear. When most peace treaties only last less than a year. But I got to thinking, there's something they don't want you to do. Use your tool. They love it when you're acting a fool. We need more leaders than bangers. We need more doctors than slangers. We need more teachers than singers. More unity amongst the people instead of them flame aimers.
Say what you say, but I know I made a difference in my hood today.
Sometimes I believe that things get better. Sunlight can never shine that weather.
I know I made a difference in my hood today.
Sunlight can never shine that weather.
Look, or did you make a difference?
God's opportunity. I keep my mind on my focus in God, and I'm soon to be promoted from a high source. Even if life is rough like my hair's coarse. If we take from the hood, we need to clean up the community. That's our hood's simple duty. Even if these niggas hate what I say, God knows I made a difference in the hood today.
Cocaine. Donc avec l'album Gimme Your Man, Cocaine est toujours actif. Alors il a sorti un album en mars qui s'appelle Dr. Cocainstein, je crois, Memories of Dr. Cocainstein. J'irai vous retrouver le titre un peu plus loin. Et à propos de, alors qui vient de Pomona aussi et qui est le fils ou le cousin d'un certain Jerry Long, un compositeur qui bossait au label Motown Records quand Motown Records s'est installé en Californie dans les années 70. Et Conway Sevenum, alias Gregory Hutchinson, est le neveu d'un certain un soulman qui a fait la BO notamment de Willie Hutch, voilà, un neveu de Willie Hutch, pardon, William Hutchinson, qui a fait la BO de Mac, qui a fait la BO de Foxy Brown. Voilà, donc ces artistes ont de qui tenir. On va écouter un morceau de Bob Dolo, alias le groupe de Coldwell 87M. Faudra que je retrouve le morceau tout à l'heure. Non, c'est pas ça, j'avais tout à l'heure.
That I can't do. I got a bulletproof vest with a dirty piss test, and I'm still able to move. I got one clip back from a magazine, and the red dot's pointing at you.
See, I was born with a certain type of mindset. If you with me, safe. Against me.
Cool.
Murder. This is an above the law feature presentation.
Boom.
And I'm always keep it like this.
Straight up.
I'm a keep gangster.
Gangster than me, God broke the mold when he made COL
nobody can do it better. I put the shit together immaculately from the conception. I'm the dog, get really bite him, nigga that pull up and knock your ass out on sight. See all you rappers get body bagged and smashed, cause when I run a stat, 80% of you niggas is trash. Look, my nickname Murder in this rap game. I ain't tryna kick up, cause I don't trust none of you lanes. You suck to sell out for Chuck Chain, giving your bad reputation to a real player name. Yeah, I rap Black Mob for life. I'm a platinum dope boy, more than just a hype. Yeah, I got the accolades and I hustle hard as fuck. And when the sun come up, it's God I trust.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma keep my gangster.
With no chaser.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma keep my gangster.
Straight up.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma keep my gangster.
With no chaser.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma keep my gangster.
Straight up.
Donc, Straight Out of Pomona, nouveau morceau de Above the Law, le groupe, donc nouvel album qui sort. Je viens de le voir à l'instant en allant sur la page Facebook de monsieur Kowaiti Savedam alias Big Hutch. On peut annoncer aussi pour le 25 mai, du côté de Detroit. Un festival qui s'appelle West Coast Takeover avec E40, Too Short, DJ Quick, Billy Gitt, Mac 10, Doc Pound et Above the Law. Alors, l'album s'appelle Straight Out of Pomona de Above the Law et il y a un nouveau morceau qu'on pourra écouter. Enfin, il a fait une vidéo. Le nouveau morceau. Je vois pas le titre, mais on va l'écouter. Bah, écoutons-le de suite, tiens, voilà. En fait, c'est le morceau qu'on vient d'écouter, donc Straight Out of Pomona. Donc, extrait du nouvel album de Above the Law qui vient de sortir ou qui va sortir donc en
2024. Woo! I politic with bosses that take major risks and bounce back after major losses. Woo! That's how you play to win. And if the product can't jump, you better follow the trend. I play the game and that high out the juice. There's nothing that the law can do. If I have to set out to get after you, I leave the scene and never leave a clue. There's nothing that the law can do. I dominate your whole motherfucking crew. You think that you gon' win, but you gon' lose. You better keep them thoughts about your mind before you highly get abused. Cause I don't never play to lose. And it's gon' be an all-out war if I'm better than you.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma keep my gangster.
With no chaser.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma keep my gangster.
Straight up.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma keep my gangster.
With no chaser.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma gangster.
Now who more fly than me? No gangster than me. God broke the mold when he made CLLD. 187, nobody can do it better. I put the shit together immaculately from the conception. I'm the dog, get really bite him. The nigga that pull up and knock your ass out on sight. See all you rappers get body bagged and smashed. Cause when I run a stat, 80% of you niggas is trash. Look, my nickname Murder in this rap game. I ain't tryna kick up cause I don't trust none of you lanes. You suck to sell out for Chuck Chain. Give me a bad reputation to a real player name. Yeah, I rap Black Mob for life. I'm a platinum dope boy, more than just a hype. Yeah, I got the accolades and I hustle hard as fuck. And when the sun come up, it's God I trust.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma keep my gangster.
With no chaser.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma keep my gangster.
Straight up.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma keep my gangster.
With no chaser.
I'ma keep my gangster. I'ma keep my gangster.
Straight up.
Et nous, on poursuit avec Digital Underground. Alors, a priori, Digital Underground, aucun lien avec Eazy-E et Ruthless Records, mais sur un album de Above the Law, qui est le Black Mafia Life, on a la participation de Eazy-E. On a la participation de Money B et la participation de Tupac sur un morceau qui s'appelle Call It What You Like, où on a pour la première fois l'appellation G-Funk sur un morceau, puisque c'est Tupac qui le dit. Voilà, donc quelque part il y a un lien entre Eazy-E, Above the Law et Digital Underground. Il me semble que N.W. et Digital Underground ont partagé la scène à un moment ou à un autre. Écoutons donc Digital Underground Sons of the P.
So you've come from a long ways to go, endowed with the flow and the destiny to grow into what you've come to be, sons of the people. As it is, so shall it be the max. If being is what it's all about, you as I as we be maximum is all that can be. You be sons of the people. Graduation is upon you.
Constantly freeing,
bathing in gentle rhythmic way.
Relax your mind, let your constantly freeing.
Release your mind and let your instincts flow. Release your mind and let the funk flow. Release your mind and let your instincts flow. Release your mind and let the funk flow. Release your mind and let the instincts flow. Release your mind and let the funk flow. Release your mind and let your instincts flow. Release your mind and let the funk flow.
Bye.
Et donne ça à LPHA, Spliff, Tonzone, Pav, 9-4, Val-de-Marne, Rider.
La vie est simple à expliquer à tous les niveaux. Les jeunes se barrent en couille quand leurs idoles meurent tôt. Donc, pendant que les tasses et les liasses tournent sous la table, je sirote une Amsterdam avec le diable. Vas-y, crape le délire et clique tes potes. On va asphyxier les ondes sous les spots. Une bonne basse et une bonne bouteille pour la glotte. Avec une bonne bonne pute en botte, ça te botte. On fout les flots et les styles hauts, avec la tête à l'envers sur un air du CSR2. Une fois, deux fois, trois fois, et je verse une goutte pour les nouvelles proies. Tu rentres et on te fourre, on y trouve tout sauf de l'amour. Flip pas, ce genre de conneries arrive chaque jour. Miroir, miroir, donne-moi la gloire. Et à minuit du mat, fais-moi rentrer dans l'histoire. Mais je suis rentré trop tard, donc je rappe pas pour manger, je rappe pour boire. Encore moins pour des disques d'or, ma pine. Faudrait plus ton anus et ta chatte platine. Je suis un mac musical et le rap tapine. Car je le tiens à la gorge avec la dope qui assassine. Ma 16 et mon sexe, c'est ainsi. C'est la ride, c'est le A, c'est ma cuite, c'est ma vie.
On a une bouteille de rhum, on a une bouteille de sky, on a une bouteille de chili, on a une bouteille de vodka. Pédé, là, enculé que tu es. On est super défoncé. Si tout le monde est prêt pour nous ce soir, c'est les maîtres du monde. Maintenant on est super dur, tu veux pas savoir.
Et tu te demandes d'où je sors pour faire le beau. Je sors de la putain de niche négro. Je sors du trou du cul du rap, donc c'est normal. Si t'as encore mal, trou de balle. Club spliff, ton réservoir d'un gars sec dans ton poste. Straight Panama et j'en place une pour les sales gosses. Pour le OG qui est Southside 13. Pendant que Basse clique à Nanterre te baisse. Pierre Fitz harcèle, on t'harcèle dans le Nord. 2 moines plus driver et 4, 2, 1, 9, 1. Toujours la même recette. Et ça encule à sec avec le code 1-4-7.
Scarby SOB et sa funky GTR. Et la top box fait vendre, c'est même les putains de GPR.
Westside Girls, on t'embouche un coin. On se mouille dans cette merde et on s'en lave les mains. MS20 sous le coude, studio de la plage, gars. Spliff ton pas d'issue pour le plagiat. Sors tes buts, dérange tes poulains. C'est l'art et la manière quand le A veille au grain. Le son dans le sang avec une 16 sous le coude. Le son qui tourne en CDR en boucle dans le hood. La vie un film et je suis né avec mon pseudo Alpha Negro.
ALPHA, une fois, deux fois, trois fois. Alors on passe ce morceau, pourquoi? Parce qu'il y a une allusion à Eazy-E au début du morceau. Les jeunes se barrent en couille quand leurs idoles meurent tôt. Et dans le clip, ils montrent une pochette de l'album Easy Does It. Et c'est filmé chez les jumeaux de Street Sound. Voilà. J'y suis allé une fois dans ce magasin et j'ai acheté le CD d'un groupe, enfin d'un rappeur de la Bay. Voilà. Voilà, donc on salue le magasin Street Sound. Enfin, maintenant, il n'y a plus de magasin, il a un stand. Enfin, un des jumeaux a un stand, je crois que c'est De Clos. Bref, on le salue. On passe maintenant à Compton Most Wanted. Le lien avec Eazy-E, bah Compton évidemment. Compton Most Wanted avec MC8 notamment. Nous on va écouter le morceau Compton for Life.
Life. Life.
pimps and hoes and niggas that's banging, slanging kilos. With the rule is fool, we don't play that. Bond to your motherfucking lip, watch it get fat. 4D in a car on a mission. Load up the Glock and watch it start spitting. Nobody understands the gang mentality. I don't give a fuck, just wanna see some casualties. And we'll beat your ass down with the quickness. Busters know that they can't get with this. Put the sweat down on a fool at the bus stop. Wrong set, wrong move, get smooth, pop. Got to make our money on the corner. Try to squeeze, nigga, please, a straight corner. Survivor of the fittest with a gun or a knife. Yeah, cause it's counter for life.
Hey man, what's up, nigga?
One more drive by Miss Daisy. It's for the hood, and nigga, we straight crazy. Fools can't cope when we bellin'. Throw up your hood, cause it's Compton, we yellin'. Still selling the yayo, oh no. Watch out for the creep that's made by 5-0. Look into the eyes of the 12-gauge barrel. My t-shirt and khakis with house shoes is the apparel. Just call me a nigga with a problem. Better get a troubleshooter, cause I'ma shoot the enemy. When I see the white of his eyes, you'll have a funeral every month, cause one of your homies died. Gia, it don't mean nothing to us. Ready to bust 1,000 motherfuckers and we kick up much dust. Another dead joke of one for the hood tonight. Gia, right, nigga, cause it's counter for life.
Life, 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 life.
It's the city where everybody's in prison. Niggas keep taking shit cause ain't nobody giving. So another punk fool I must be. Learn the tricks of the trade from the street. Anxious to put the jack down, ready and willing. One more cop then drive-by killing. One more nigga that got jack cause he's a dummy. One more fool that got smoke but the money. And we got evil ass bitches just like witches. Got to keep the hoes cause they set up snitches. Niggas run off at the mouth, it goes to 9. Cap, if you wanna drop the dime, go to jail, hell, might as well be off with the head. So I bail from the police officer, cause if I surrender to the white, it won't be no more counter for life. Gia.
Hey man, what's up, nigga?
C'était donc Compton Most Wanted avec MCA, donc Compton for Life.
For the apocalypse.
Et maintenant, on laisse CMWA de côté pour se concentrer sur Ménage à toi. La la la, la 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 la. Un groupe signé chez Ruthless Records, un groupe féminin, comme les Bitches with Problem et les HWA Hoes with Attitude. Mais là, c'est Ménage à toi. Production DJ Yella, je crois.
Yeah, where you at? 1994, giving you much more. Menage a trois in this mother. Done like no other.
Et non, erreur, c'est Rhythm D qui a produit le morceau. Rhythm D, celui qui a produit Real Motherfucking G.
Another smack to the
now
face.
Now if you wanna get slapped, then step up, now step back. So what's up, and I know you can't cope, and you know that it's dope, and it ain't nothing but menage a trois. So I need someone to come and work the job for the T-Lo, from the CPT fool, and that's just how it be low. Kicking it off and coming on down with the rhythm D. So if you wanna keep it going, come on, here we go. Oh, here we go. Keep it hanging. Right. Where it's at, ruthless. You get clocked, fool.
skills that be funky, kinda chunky. So don't step up and become a like a punk. See, ruthless, I'll make you toothless. End up useless, menage a trois, tell them stupid fools why we do this.
Cause it's a ruthless thing, but everybody wanna be down, can't hang. Yellow.
Ménage à toi, la la la, la 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 la. Et on va maintenant chez Bone Thugs and Harmony. Crept and We Came sur le premier album, A99 Eternal.
Talking gaffos, walking jackboots, ready to bap you if we have to tailor. Stalking gaffos, walking jackboots, ready to bap you if we have to tailor. Talking careful, walking careful, ready to pop you if we have to take
it. Never said that we make it a cheese.
Talking careful, walking careful, ready to pop you if we have to take
it. Never said that we make it a cheese.
Ready to be off from in the coffin and all of his brave. Follow the murderous cage, follow the murderous ways. Dead of the pumping, must forget us till ya. Pop over, saw us up, pop up out of the window we rub. Little bits to real, I hope them better off than spray. Tossed off in the coffin with bang. Slang on the dark side, bang. Bang on the dark side, bang. Now that the thug is good, it's city full of a bill. Put a bill back to my lair with a 12-gauge monster, one pitch. So bloody, murder, murder, coming to serve you. Run away, cats and bats and pups. And if the roses is up, we broke.
Cause if I end up peeping, I came up. Remember that killer, that nigga named Leatherface. Now if you want the nigga, pick up your pumping bucket. Put the bitch up in the gun to fuck it. Nigga with the dip before the bitch turning this real thing down. Never take a new source and lose this man. No way, no, I'll pop it now. I step in the thing and I'm dead if I change my daily thing. Nigga don't hang with the phone and bust the niggas. Only roll with thugs, just kill us. Beat them, make a mistake. A mistake, we murder them every time now. Bodies be took off in dumpsters. Execution double nine style. We say, give it up to the niggas who steady mistake and they get.
The plan and we're creeping up out of me hometown. Me hate to be leaving the clock like now, but I'm living so low down, bone gotta roll out. We living like juice, give it up to the bang. Always stay down for my thing, and I still remain the same. Never gonna change, I'm a hood, I claim. Nigga done jumped in the game, it's straight up confusion cause niggas be shaded. Niggas still gotta watch us back daily, even more lately. But they can't break, little lazy. So a nigga stay focused, I gotta get paid. The booty in rummy forever been placed. Look at it, my murderous way. Prison the gauge, let the bloodshot spray. We shoot to this day. No shots and no losses, who's meant, nigga, not play.
Bottom line, nigga.
And Cleveland in your face. And nigga, we rolling with ruthless in the night. For the pain, for the game. For the love of money, fuck the fame. We peep
kicking with the same shoes, tucking on the Glock, Glock, ain't shit changed. Buck 'em, put 'em in the ground, way down, lay down. Buster, nigga, don't be trying no dumb shit. Bone still pumping them deadly slugs at you. Creeping up out of the hood, roll to the west coast with this rap shit, nigga, make good. Thinking on the night night, reaching for my night, reaching for your shit, wish you would. Pumping them slugs, put 'em in the body bag, nigga, die for your cash, nigga, that's your life. Nigga, it's like that with my shit claps, one through the tempo, straight to the mind. Bailing down the clay, get 'em much love, need 'em more bud, gotta tell me some dumb, dumb smoke. Me, meaning that yum, yum, dope. And it ain't shit, just want some things. Put in my case in your throat.
Niggas, they die for my thing. Cinnamon bullets up into the brains of the busters. Hustlers, some nigga never trust us. We the motherfucking thugsters, drugless, punkish, pumpsters. Taking the shots on the losses, nigga, the flip top. The tank swang and get more insane. So many hoes done took a loss. Nigga, get tossed for the boss. And I'm off the hook when I put it down. Fine. When I fuck with a thug, you run. Run around, they lay when I spray that chrome. Bullets, they fly. Niggas, they die. I'm coming up with a racket. Mine, these lines, they line up into that crime. With a thug, that's fine. They time to grind. Dropping the time. That line and ready to bang, pulling the trigger to blow out your brains. Bone get a game, man. We creeping, we came.
None of us said that we make it in cheer. None of us said that we make it in cheer.
Duncan Denver, Duncan Denver, ready to pep you if we have to today.
Sur l'album E99 Eternal, donc Bone Thugs and Harmony, et on pourrait dire Same Old Shit Every Day Every Night, n'est-ce pas MC Ren?
Sure that AK is locked up tight, 'cause ain't no telling us some shit.
and my pockets get bigger. I'm peeping out my game like Pretty Tony in the Mac. Always watching my back with my goddamn gat. I do what I gotta do, I sell my rocks like a slinger. Or say I don't give a fuck and be a gangbanger. Or go back and forth in the pen, bitchin' three. Having little motherfuckers looking up to me. Yeah, the shit feels good, I won't lie. A real ass nigga till the day I fucking die. So pass me the weed so I can take me a hit.
Of what?
Of the same old shit.
Same old shit, every day and every night. When it gets dark, niggas get out of sight. Make sure that AK is locked up tight. Cause ain't no telling if some shit might pop tonight.
This type of shit can happen every day. This type of shit can happen every day.
MC Rain, same old shit sur l'album Shock of the Hour, sorti en 93 chez Ruthless Records. Après MC Rain qui est affilié Creep comme Eazy-E, et nous allons voir du côté du Roux et du côté des Pyro avec DJ Quick, Just Like Compton.
Out the motherfucking CPT, off to other cities and shit. No longer just the underground hit, moving things. A local nigga made good and made a name off of making tapes for niggas in the hood. And now, let me tell a little story about the places that I've been to and the shit that I've been through, like fighting in shootouts and banging and shit. All because a nigga made a hit. Check it. 1991, it was double or nothing that a nigga would hit. Then we broke out with the funky shit about bitches and niggas and getting drunk and off that bud. I was doing the shit they hadn't heard of. But foolish was I to think that it wasn't no other cities like this, and they didn't like this. That Compton was the home of a foot in your ass. Well, you got blast, and now that's just a thing of the past. Let me tell you why firsthand. We did a show up in Oakland, and niggas was kicking up sand. To them, banging ain't nothing new, and slanging ain't nothing new. And for every nigga we done shot, they done shot too. Straight doing low since the 60s, before I was born. Families of young niggas more. So I'm just letting you know that if you plan to take a trip to the bay, keep your hand on your clip, because Oakland
is just like Compton.
Yeah, I'm telling y'all Oakland
is just like Compton.
Moving on to St. Louis, where the country is fucked with gold teeth in their mouth, but they still know what's up. We're as hot as a motherfucker, hot enough to make you cuss. That's why I kept my ass on the bus. But later on, when it cooled off, we came down and met a couple of friends who put us up on the St. Louis cap, the Smith Center, with Big Bob, Little Steve, Toe Joe, Vince, and Rich, and a couple of bitches. Then they took us to a man named Gus. In his store, he put me down with a herringbone and shoes galore. That's when I started thinking that this wasn't like home, but then they had to prove me wrong. Cause later that night, after we did the show, we went back to the after set. And wouldn't you know, yeah, Bloods and Crips start scrapping and shoot in Missouri. Damn, how could this happen? Now St. Louis.
It's just like Compton.
Yeah, y'all, St. Louis.
It's just like Compton, nigga.
I don't think they know. They too crazy for their own good. They need to stop watching that Colors and Boys in the Hood. Too busy claiming 60s, trying to be raw and never even seen the show. But now back to the story that I'm telling. We packed up the tour bus one more time and started bailing. When we arrived, I saw red and blue sweatsuits. When I'm thinking about horse dookie and cowboy boots, I guess Texas ain't no different from the rest. And San Antonio was just waiting to put us to the test. And before it was over, the shit got deep. A nigga got shot in the face and was dead in the street. Then they came in the club thinking of scrapping. Little did they know that we was packing. Yeah, we was putting them down and scaring the rest. Shit, I even had to wear the bulletproof vest. Now San Antonio,
it's just like Compton.
Yeah, San Antonio,
it's just like Compton, bitch.
After about a month on the road, we came home, and I can safely say that LA is a much better place to stay. How could a bunch of niggas in a town like this have such a big influence on niggas so far away? But still, my story ain't over, cause I got one more to tell. And the people of Colorado, they know it well. It was all in the news, and if you don't remember, I had the show I did in Denver with a punk ass promoter in a punk ass skating ring. Bitches was loving it, but niggas was shoving the shit to the front of the stage to throw their gang signs. But I'm getting paid, so I didn't.
pop brew onto their face and chest. Then they start throwing soda and fucking up my guests. When it was over, two niggas needed stitches. Got cracked in their jaw for being punk ass bitches. Now I'm dim.
It's just like Compton.
Yeah, y'all, dim.
They wanna be like Compton, bitch.
And you know that Oakland.
It's just like Compton.
Yeah, y'all, St. Louis.
We made it just like Compton, fool.
Uh-huh, San Antonio.
It's just like Compton.
Yeah, and dim.
They wanna be like Compton. Fuck-ass nigga.
I thought you knew.
Allez, les news vite fait. On a trouvé en Belgique, ça c'est News Thank You Magazine. On a trouvé en Belgique 30 cassettes d'enregistrement de Marvin Gaye, soit l'équivalent de 66 titres inédits chez Charles Dumoulin, un musicien belge qui avait accueilli donc Marvin Gaye au stand en 1981. Voilà, donc affaire à suivre. Sinon, rien à voir sur le site Crazies Like Knives, vous pourrez lire une interview du groupe Red London. Le Chat qui fume va restaurer deux films de Jean-Pierre Melville, Le Deuxième Souffle et L'Aîné des Fers Chauds, et ils vont rééditer le film Ratman qui était sorti en 1988 chez Giuliano Carnimi, un film d'épouvante, on va dire ça comme ça. Kavir, groupe de black metal grec légendaire, va sortir son nouvel album le 19 avril 2024. Le titre de l'album c'est Kydoimos, K-Y-D-O-I-M-O-S. Les Stray Cats vont tourner cet été aux États-Unis du 27 juillet au 17 août. Nouvel album de Limbonic Art, Opus Daemoniacal, qui sortira le 28 juin 2024. Nouvel album pour le groupe Ixion qui fait du doom metal atmosphérique. L'album s'appelle Evolution et ça arrive le 16 avril 2024. Et enfin, un nouvel album pour Cardiac Arrest, le groupe de death metal interviewé notamment dans le fanzine de cinéma d'horreur, Cinéma Bis, Black Lagoon. Le titre de l'album c'est The Stench of Eternity et ça sort le 17 mai chez Hell's Headbangers. Et pour terminer, de nouveaux ajouts au Motocultor. Alors il y a plusieurs groupes mais j'en ai retenu que quelques-uns. Donc Terrorizer, Decide, Gorgoroth, Toxic Holocaust, Vada, mais aussi Thurston Moore, ex-Sonic Youth. Et alors Alan Stivell s'il vous plaît. Et Ange, tout ça au Motocultor, où je vous rappelle qu'il y a aussi Inhumate. Voilà pour les news. On va écouter une interview de NWA et peut-être terminer avec Too Short, Cocktails.
Some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist.
You know, it was like some other undercover cops in the audience, you know, while we were performing, we started doing the song Fuck the Police. They tried to bum rush on stage and get us, you know.
So they came on stage to try to arrest us to show everybody you can't say fuck the police in Detroit. You know, they's gonna make an example out of us. But they didn't arrest us on the stage, so they little plan they had didn't work. So, you know, we got a letter from the FBI telling us about our record Fuck the Police and how they didn't appreciate the way the lyrics was, you know, presented to everybody. And we got a lot of flack over that, but.
Just cause I'm from the CPT, fuck police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in L.A. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
What do you want, yo, black cops?
Huh? I was black.
The police department in Detroit, 99% is black. 98% of the police department in Detroit, the police force is black.
Perhaps I'm naive, but at one time, those black cops who stormed the stage in Detroit to arrest you, must have been black kids who lived in similar neighborhoods to you.
Yeah, we asked them the same question.
Why, Can they not understand your position?
Because after they came to our hotel and holded us, harassed us, they was going to arrest us, right? They was talking to us. You know, they just had to do it to make example, like I was saying, say example that you can't say fuck the police in Detroit, you know, not
get
to
get away with it.
Yeah, not get away with it, you know. And after they had us hold for about hours, so they was talking to us, you know, telling us we understand where you're coming from and all that. We just doing our job, you know. They had to do their job. I guess it was somebody over them that told them to go out there, because, you know, they didn't just do it on their own.
And then bam, let us go.
Yeah, you know, after they held us for so long and talked to us and saw what we really was about, before they even attacked us on the stage, they knew what we was about. Huh. You know, they just had to set an example that you can't say fuck the police
in front of the crowd.
Yeah, because when we go in and do a show, we only there for one night, you know. We say fuck the police one night. And I guess they figured if we said it on the stage, everybody in Detroit would say it every day, and then they have a big problems on their hands. So
why is there so much animosity, so much hostility between the police and young black urban kids, when most of the police are black themselves?
Well, see, what it is, it's like kids, when they're in the neighborhood, you know, they're out there trying to do what they got to do to survive or whatever, and their only opposition is police. Now, police, on the other hand, they get the most trouble out of kids, so that's where the tension grows, you know what I'm saying? So they overact on kids overact on police, and that's what happens, you know. Just they stereotype, you know. Police are stereotype, and young black kids are stereotype, and the stereotypes, they, you know, they don't go together.
The National Association of the Advancement of Colored People, they're saying you're doing the cause of black people no good by what you're doing and the records you're making.
When you try to sweep stuff that's happening under the rug, you know, that's causing a problem too. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's just as bad as, you know, talking about it, you know. So they try to pretend all this stuff never happened, and they try to pretend that you know, we're so bad for the kids, but they don't come down on cable TV or movies or anything like that, you know. So how they gonna come down on us? Sometimes the kids learn the stuff we talking about from their parents, you know. So they can't come down on us for speaking what we see.
Right, 'cause we say nigga, stuff like that.
From the heart, 'cause if you wanna start to move up the chart, then expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow. You ain't swift, moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind, embedded like an embryo or a lesson. All of them expression, and if you start pressing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic, getting physical, doing a job. And WA is the lynch mob.
Some people have accused you of capitalizing on the gang violence thing or glamorizing it, even profiteering from marketing this image of gang violence.
Now, they don't tell singers, okay, they could tell singers, well, you profiting off love or something like that, you know. Movie makers, you know. You know, when you make a movie like Mississippi Burning, oh, you adding to the problem. Just or, like, you know, something like Roots that don't make everybody want to go out and get a slave. You know what I'm saying? So how can they tell us just because we're doing the records we are, we're trying to capitalize? You know, this is a capitalist
system. Really not. Just like this.
They said you're encouraging it.
Look at Michael Jackson. He got all these gangbangers behind him and shit. They don't fuck with him. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I guess he capitalized.
Everybody
got to
talk about something,
too, right?
You know.
I could see it if what we was talking about wasn't happening, it wasn't true.
See, if you talk about like stuff like Jazzy Jeff or LL Cool J, don't nobody bother you. You know, because they ain't talking about nothing. Mm. You know, they talking, but they ain't saying nothing.
Talking about themselves.
Yeah, when you talk about what's really going on, don't nobody want to hear it. You know, they always want to bring up a problem or bring up excuses that you're talking about violence. But if you just think about it, if you talk about what's going on in life, it's violence and whatever you talk about.
I don't know, man. We ain't no scientists or, you know, nothing like that. We're not trying to change the world or nothing like that. We're just telling a certain unit, you know, that you got to treat me as if I lived in Beverly Hills, you know, like you treat them. You can't just, well, since I'm in Beverly Hills, I'm going to treat everybody nice. But when I go to Compton, you know, they ain't nothing but bad kids selling drugs out there, you know, and they ain't the case on every kid.
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Man, that pissed me off.
See, Zsa Zsa Gabor is
slapped the police.
She socked the police. They gave her 3 days. Now my mama soccer police. They gonna put her in there.
And they let her pick. They let her pick any jail she wanted to do her time in.
Mine would have been in L.A. County.
They let her
calling
pick.
Calling me.
Civil grade. They let her pick whatever one.
You know she.
Donc une interview de N.W.A. En Grande-Bretagne qui date de 89. Vous aurez noté que Izzy s'exprime très peu là. Il parle juste de parce que la question c'est on vous accuse N.W.A. de bénéficier, enfin de capitaliser, de profiter de la violence entre gangs. Et Izzy dit regardez Michael Jackson, donc il fait allusion au clip Beat It. Il est entouré de gangs, de membres de gangs. Personne ne lui a dit que lui, il profite ou capitalise sur la violence. Donc, c'est juste parce que c'est nous qui le faisons. Écoutons maintenant Too Short Cocktails. N.W.A. avait tourné avec Too Short au début, à l'époque de Straight Outta Compton, il me semble. Et il y a une photo avec Eazy-E et Too Short. Enfin, il y a même des photos.
These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. You don't like my dirty raps, you can go to hell. Cause short dogs on the mic telling cocktails. H-E-A-D. All you washed up hoes trying to throw that pee. You're just a big freak, you better not complain. When you hear these cocktails and you hear your name. If you a fake bitch, ain't no thing. I pick up the phone and call Deneen. If I call Marie, I know for a fact I get sucked in my drop top Cadillac. I met this freak, name Naomi. Straight dick sucker worked me and my homie. She had a girlfriend, her name was Vicky. I pulled her to the side and let her suck my dick. She was fine as fuck, but can't fuck with Tina. Tina, Tina, the sperm cleaner. I took her to my house and I told her strip. Baby got freaky, start doing the splits. I said, bitch, do what you want, cause a true blue won't even front. I fucked it with my finger, she tried to come. Pussy so tight and wouldn't give me none. I'm so too short, couldn't be no punk. I'm trying to get funky cause I love the funk. My dick is big and her nigga had a little one. I didn't fuck her freaky ass but it was still fun. I know you stop and wonder just what it is. It's the California lifestyle that I live. See I'm from the crew, dangerous bitch, telling everybody about this freaky shit. I know this bitch, name Annette. You get her all alone and she'll suck your dick. Hella freaky, won't say no for shit. You and her all alone, nigga, that's your bitch. I know another freak, her name's Joanne. I always get the pussy cause I know I can. Finest bitch around, ain't got no man. Every time she cross my mind, I go fuck her again. She's like another freak, named Christina. Bitch so dumb, I named her misdemeanor. Cause it had to be a crime to be that dumb. I took her to my house and she let me come in her mouth. You know I did all that shit. She got my number, if she beat me, I'ma call that bitch. And go digging them guts like a gardener. If she starts screaming, I'ma fuck the bitch harder. Cause these are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. You don't like my dirty raps, you can go to hell. Cause short dogs on the mic telling cocktails. I meet the groupies, hookers like Kathy. Fucking MCs cause she's so nasty. See her backstage trying to throw that ass. She just like the freak and she had to pass me that pussy. You can't stop the bitch. Let her roll on Vogue's in the drop for rich. My name is short, my game is long. I freak these hoes and sing these songs. I know a bitch named Stephanie. Do anything she can to have sex with me. She really don't bring out the best in me. But I love her fine ass laying next to me. She's like another freak named Nicole. So damn sprung on my diamonds and gold. I took her to my house, she gave me the panties. I fucked her so good she told her friend named Angie. Angie called me up about 2 weeks later. Talking some shit about do me player. So I did her, just like Tamara. Taking naked pictures with my Polaroid camera. Next they told a bitch named Raquel. Got my skin all under her fingernails. She was digging in my back while I grind and shit. That was way back, now I can't find the bitch. But if I do, I'd probably do the same again. Break the bitch for everything cause I came to pimp. I'm too short, baby.
like that, bitch. I know a bitch, her name is Sherry. I had to cut her loose cause she wanted to get married. Pussy so good and I do mean very. Sometimes it's shaved, sometimes it's hairy. I'm short dog, ain't nothing nice. Yeah, but make me mad and I'll fuck your wife. Have fun with your bitch, have her sprung on my dick. I guess I'll pull it out and just come on your bitch. Like my other little trap named Erica. Anywhere I wanna fuck, that's where I fuck. Cause she's the freakiest bitch in America. And every time I get the pussy, I just tear it up. Cause these are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. You don't like my dirty rap, you can go to hell. Cause short dogs on the mic telling cocktails. Bitch! And it don't stop to the beat.
Avant de terminer l'émission, donc sorti le 2 mai 2024 du livre, enfin du roman Paris Moon, alors décrit comme un roman pop et électrique et riche en étrangeté magnétique. Donc ça sort aux éditions Le Boulon et c'est un roman écrit à quatre mains par Merle Lyons-Bond et Brisa Rocher. Donc je vous fais l'annonce. Donc on répète. Paris Moon, roman à quatre mains de Brisa Rocher et Léonce Merle. Donc Merle et Léonce Bond. Donc ça sort le 2 mai, Paris Moon. C'est des éditions Le Boulon. On va terminer avec quoi ben, c'est déjà terminé, mon pote. C'est déjà terminé.